Lord Taita, I refuse to discuss your access to Pharaoh or my impending marriage to the royal princesses. In both these matters, my mind is set. To emphasize that he'd closed the subject, Narja returned his full attention to the scroll spread on the writing table in front of him. Enough time passed for a flock of wild geese to rise from the swampland on the east bank, cross the wide grey Nile waters on heavy wing beats, and pass over the palace gardens where they sat. At last Taita brought his eyes down from the sky and rose to leave. As he bowed to the regent and began to back away, Narja looked up at him. "I have not given you leave to go."
"My lord, I thought you had no further need of me."
"On the contrary, I have the most urgent need." He glared at Taita and gestured for him to sit again. "You are testing my good temper and favour. I know that you were wont to work the mazes for Pharaoh Tamoza whenever he called upon you to do so. Why do you procrastinate with me? As the regent of this land, I will brook no further delay. I ask this not for my own profit, but for the very survival of our nation in this war with the North. I need the guidance of the pantheon of gods. You are the only one who can provide that for me." Narja stood up so suddenly that the table in front of him overturned, spilling scrolls of papyrus, brushes and ink onto the terracotta tiles. He paid it no attention, but his voice rose to a shout. "I command you, with all the authority of the Hawk Seal!" He touched the amulet on his right arm. "I command you to work the mazes of Amon-Ra on my behalf." Taita bowed his head in theatrical resignation. For weeks past he had been prepared for this ultimatum, and had delayed only to extend to the limit the period of grace during which Nefer will be relatively safe from the ambitions of the regent. He was still convinced that Lord Narja would make no fatal move towards Nefer until he had been given the sanction of the mazes. "The full moon is the most propitious period for the mazes," Taita told him. "I have already made the preparations." Narja sank back on his stool. "You will do it here, in my quarters?" he asked.
"Nay, Lord Regent, that would not be ideal."
Taita knew that if he were to gain ascendancy over Narja, he must keep him off balance. "The closer we can be to the influence of the gods, the more accurate will be the predictions. I have arranged with the priests at the temple of Osiris at Busiris. That is where I will work the mazes at midnight in the full of the moon. I will conduct the mystery in the inner sanctum of the temple. The backbone of the god, the Jed pillar, dismembered by his brother Seth, is held there. This holy relic will magnify the force of our deliberations."
Taita's voice was heavy with arcane meaning. "Only you and I will be present in the sanctuary. No other mortal must overhear what the gods have to tell you. One of Asmor's regiments will guard the approaches to the sanctuary." Narja was an Osiris man, and his expression was solemn. Taita had known that he would be impressed by the time and the place he had chosen.
"As you say, so let it be," Narja agreed.